嘿嘿，各位好，欢迎收听本期的客厅歌学英语，我是 Linda。 最近的话一直在听 Charlie Puth 的歌曲，今天呢要在节目上分享他的这一首 Girlfriend。 遇见一个人从心动到行动，这距离是最远也是最近的。 Hey baby, would you wanna be my girlfriend? 其实没有所谓的合不合适的时间或者合不合适的地点，只有合不合适的人。所以如果遇见了，喜欢上了，就勇敢表白吧。一起来听这首 Girlfriend。 Tired of this conversation. We didn't come all this way to touch a little, kiss a little all night long. You wanna hear me say it. I know I kept you waiting just a little, just a little.
Let's take this further, baby. Just a little, just a little. All night long. If I was your boyfriend, I'd be giving you all my time. Just a little, just a little. All night long. Can't stop till you're lying right here next to me. I should stop, but I think I'll do it anyway. Baby, but I had to do it anyway, I had to do it anyway, I had to do it anyway, I had to do it anyway.
喜欢今天推荐的歌曲。好，接下来咱们去歌词里面找两句话出来看可以获得什么样的英语小知识啊。来看第一句歌词， We didn't come all this way to touch a little, kiss a little. 我们费了这么大的周章，可不只是为了碰一下吻一下。要重点讲一下这句歌词里面的这个 all this way, 这一路以来，通常啊它的搭配都是跟 come 嘛，有的时候，更多的时候它是用于这种否定的。We didn't come all this way to do something. 意思就是说，我们这么大老远的来，并不只是为了做什么。我们来听一下例句，体会一下这个 all this way 它的用法。第一个， You came all this way to see us. 你大老远的跑来看我们。 You came all this way to see us, 就是你走了这么远的路就只是为了看我们，就表示一种感动在里面的。 You came all this way to see me, 就是大家坐飞机到飞车来看琳达了，我可能就会见到第一面就会说 You guys came all this way to just see me in Africa, 就是一种感动在里面的，这么大老远的跑来看我，好感动啊。好，再来听一句， It's awfully nice of you to come all this way to see me. 这句话跟第一句话是一样的，只是多了一些修饰词而已啊。你大老远的来看我，真是太暖心了。It's awfully, 注意一下这个 awfully 啊，它是有点极其非常。It's nice of you, it's awfully nice of you to do something. 你做了什么事情啊，真是太暖心了。It's awfully nice of you to come all this way to see me.你大老远的赶来看我，真是太暖心了，你真是太好了。好，接着往下听。 People didn't come all this way to be bored. 这个就好像啊，你坐飞机到另外一个城市去看一场比赛，结果发现那一场比赛特别无聊啊，那我们就可以感叹的说 People didn't come all this way to be bored. 人们大老远的赶来可不是为了来无聊的。下一句，我大老远赶来，他们却不让我见他。 I've come all this way and they won't let me see her. I've come all this way and they won't let me see her. 注意一下这个动词 let somebody, 后面这个 somebody 做的动作是用原形哦。 Let somebody do something, let me see her, 让我见他。好，下一句，他这一路走来精神难能可贵。 She showed, 他展示出了 remarkable, 非常了不起的 spirit, 精神 coming all this way, 这一路走来。好，大家对这个 come all this way 有没有一定的感觉了？大老远的来做什么啊？有这种感觉在里面的。好，接下来我们再看一句歌词。 You wanna hear me say it, 你想听我说它，就是说这个爱你啊，或者你想做我女朋友吗，这样一句话。 You wanna hear me say it, 你想听我说出来。我们要重点讲一下这个感官动词啊。歌词里面出现的是 hear, 你看没有，听见某人做什么事情啊，它直接是 hear somebody do something 啊。那我要讲一下有几个感官动词它的用法。第一个就是 see, 第二个是 watch, 第三个就是歌词里面这个 hear 啊。我们说这几个感官动词啊，它后面只搭配somebody do something, 也就是 see somebody do something, watch somebody do something, hear somebody do something, 还有一种搭配就是 doing 啊。这三个感官动词后面会接 do, somebody do something, somebody doing something, 什么意思啊？我们来听一下例句，比如说第一个动词 see, 来我们听例句哦，区分一下。I saw him steal the money, 我看见他偷钱了。I saw him stealing the money, 我看见他偷钱了。中文好像没有任何区别，对不对？但是说英语的时候啊，这个 see somebody do 的话是看见整个过程，但是 see somebody doing something 呢，就是表示看见当下。所以我看见偷钱了， I saw him steal the money, 这是看见整个过程，偷钱的整个过程。 I saw him steal the money, 就是看见了当下正在偷的那个瞬间，注意一下。好，我们再来看一下 watch 这个单词啊，也是一样的。I watched him leave, 我看见他离开了。I watched him leaving, 我看着他离开了，都是一样的。中文听起来一样，但是英语单词一个是呢，动词原形是表示看见离开的过程了，动词 ing 形式呢，是表示看见离开的当下瞬间。那这个 heard 也是一样了， hear, I heard her sing in her room last night, 昨晚我听见她在房间唱歌了。 I heard her sing in her room last night, 昨晚我听见她在房间唱歌了。其实第一个动词原形，第一个动词 ing 形式啊，是表示唱的当下听到了，而第二个 sing 呢，是表示整个过程都听到了，人家唱整首歌你都听到了。好了，讲了很多啊，希望大家对我讲的这两个知识点有一定印象。好，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是琳达，爱你们，下期见喽。